This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're speaking with Bob Parkhurst. He's here to tell us more about the Vaudeville and Whiskey Review happening tonight and tomorrow night at Cornstalk Theater. Bob, welcome to Out and About.
Jen, Nathan, thank you so much for having me.
We're so excited about this show. It combines a lot of different components, but can you kind of walk us through the inspiration for the review?
Sure. Well, really, Dr. Leonard Costa brought vaudeville back to the Peoria stage 35 years ago with a production that he called Right Here in River City. It was done for the Cornstalk Lab program back in 1983. And this is not Right Here in River City, but we certainly are paying homage to the memory of Leonard and to just his passion of bringing this Peoria history, this important part of Peoria history, back to the stage. And so we're doing it again with the vaudeville and whiskey review.
As you say, it's a reminder of the role that Peoria once had in the vaudeville scene, the vaudeville circuit. And apparently you've resurrected some skits from that era. So I'm just curious, where did you dig these up? Where did you find them?
Well, we did a lot of research. You know, the internet is great. We knew some material. There is some material that was in Right Here in River City that we're repeating again. And so we sort of had a little bit of a head start. And Barb Corey, who's the co-director for this show, this was really her brainchild. And so she had a really great head start with putting material and picking material out. I came on board a little bit later to help with some of the production aspects of the show. But thanks to Barb, we had a really wonderful head start.
And how do you go about putting together a review that also tells a story? So for someone who hasn't been to a review before, this is going to be a different experience than a regular play or musical that you would attend.
Yes. So what we're going to see is, as was the case in real life vaudeville, right? We've got 38 different numbers. So lots of different acts. The average length of a number for us is, you know, 2.5 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
Is the average length of a number. And we have 38 of them. Comedy acts, music, there's a magic act. We've got everything from duets to solos. And so what we really tried to do was group the numbers in a way that made sense. For example, one of the sections of the show is a George M. Cohan section, right? So we do multiple numbers featuring the four Cohans and then George M. Cohan, who, of course, became the big star. He was the son and star not only of vaudeville but also of Broadway. In the second act, we have a whole section that revolves around Ziegfeld's Follies, which ran in New York for, almost 30 years. It was really the premier show of the Broadway season for almost 30 years running. And so all the big stars performed with Flo Ziegfeld and Ziegfeld's Follies. So that was a great tool for us to use to incorporate different acts around the Ziegfeld Follies concept. So those are the types of things that we did to try to bring interest to the story and plus to involve some of Peoria's whiskey history. We actually have a couple of characters that represent that history of Peoria. Doug O'Rear is playing Joseph Greenhut, who was probably the biggest whiskey baron in Peoria. He was president of the Great Western Distillery, which was the largest distillery in the world. Here in Peoria, Illinois, it was founded in the late 1800s and grew and ran through. He had ownership through about early 1930s when they sold it to Hiram Walker & Sons. And now ADM plant sits on that same spot. So the whole genesis of the ADM plant right now in downtown Peoria, that was the Great Western Distillery. So Doug O'Rear portrays this character, Greenhut, as part of the show, and he's the MC.
And as you say, you're paying homage to the whiskey portion of Peoria's history, and I think this is just a clever touch. To underscore that, you're also having whiskey tastings as part of the performance. I mean, you can't have a vaudeville and whiskey review and not have whiskey, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And we're doing that sort of in a creative license sort of a way. So you can, for $6, you can participate in the whiskey tasting. And we have an actor who will guide people through the tasting in the theater before the show, talk a little bit about the different types of whiskey that we're tasting. And the whiskeys include W.B. Bourbon, which was made by the Woolner Brothers Distillery, which was an actual distillery here in Peoria. And then two whiskeys that were produced by the Great Western Distillery I just talked about, Ravenswood Rye and Ravenswood Bourbon. Now, the creative license is the part of the Woolner Bourbon happens to be played by Jim Beam. And the part of the Ravenswood Rye happens to be portrayed by Templeton Rye, which is a modern rye. So obviously we're using modern spirits, but we're portraying them as historical spirits that were made here in Peoria.
And I also understand that there's going to be the Whiskey Barrel Band as part of the show. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, Tony Roberts is an unbelievable talent, and he's our piano player and music director. And as often happens in vaudeville, we have also a great drummer who plays with Tony. So we've got Tony and the drummer, and together they make up the Whiskey Barrel Band.
Can you tell us a little bit about, I'm thinking of some of the production challenges when you're doing a review. As you said, each act is only 2.5 to 3 minutes long. Mm-hmm. You have 38 of them. So talk about the pacing for the cast behind the stage and behind the scenes.
Well, it's very important to know this production is in the round. Okay, so there's in this case, there's three different entrances. So the most important thing that all the actors need to know is, where do I come on for my next number? So, I mean, just that logistical part of it. In the technical side, we also work hard to give each number a little different look, right? So we incorporate lighting in different ways. We incorporate staging in different ways so that we keep the interest of the audience along with, you know, the pace of the numbers and the style of number, whether it's a group number, whether it's a solo. So all those things go into the production to try to make it move very smoothly. And in this particular production, it really clicks right along. We move very quickly from one thing to the next. And so what I always say is, if you don't like what's up right now, wait about 2.5 minutes and you'll like the next one. Well, I think you'll like them all.
Well, and the fact that this is a review also creates challenges for you in the rehearsal process, not just when you're performing.
Right.
You know, you've got all of these numbers, so I imagine that initially you rehearsed the whole show in pieces, but then at some point I imagine you've got the whole company together,
right,
and you can rehearse it as a full production.
Yes. Continuity is so important. I mean, even if you know your particular pieces very well, you still have to know how those fit into the overall production so that you're at that entrance at the right time, right? So working that continuity during the last week of rehearsals is very important.
So we know that American theater or the American songbook has really gone through this evolution, you know, over the last century.
Yes.
And certainly musical theater aficionados really love the Hamilton performances,
mm-hmm,
and the Wicked performances of today. But this takes us back to an earlier time.
Yes.
When we had Fanny Brice and the music of Irving Berlin.
Exactly.
And I'm just wondering both how the cast responded to sitting in this genre of music, as well as how the audience, you think the audience is going to respond to that as well.
What's really neat is that this, as you mentioned, the just music that was made famous by Sophie Tucker, Fanny Brice, Ada Jones, Al Jolson, Eddie Cantor. I mean, these were just unbelievable performers. Will Rogers, and we've got George Burns and Gracie Allen bit, you know. A lot of this music will be memorable to people, but a lot of it are pieces that are not as well known today, but they're so fresh. And our actors, it's just a tremendous cast of very talented actors that make this material so fresh and new. I'm really, as I was watching the show last night, I was just inspired because what they find in these pieces, it's just so true, and I think people will love the material because so much of it is funny, and a laugh is a laugh. I mean, a laugh 100 years ago is the same as a laugh today, and there will be a lot of laughter. Some of the songs are just gorgeous and beautifully interpreted, so I think it's a very good blend of music that will be familiar, that was made so famous during this era, and new interpretations of things you haven't heard.
And in the event that people don't realize, Cornstalk is a non-for-profit organization whose core mission is to be educating people about the theatrical arts. And this event is a fundraiser to help the theater and its mission.
Absolutely. And that's why I think this material is so awesome, because there is a thread that runs through Peoria. And I think for those who know performing arts in Peoria, it's a very strong community. It's a strong community of performing arts, and I think that goes back to Peoria's history. Subconsciously, we know that will it play in Peoria, right? And so I think it's very important to support the performing arts in Peoria, and this is one way that you can. We're keeping this history of Peoria and vaudeville alive, and one way you can do that is to come out and support Cornstalk and come see our vaudeville and whiskey review.
We've been talking with Bob Parkhurst from Cornstalk Theater. Their current production is the Vaudeville and Whiskey Review. It continues tonight and tomorrow at the Winter Playhouse in Upper Bradley Park in Peoria. Thanks for being with us, and break a leg.
Thank you both so much.
The exhibit Seeking Light, Shedding Light continues through March 29th at the Downtown Gallery at Peoria Public Library. Artists Peg Tolliver, Barbie Perry, Deborah Riceberg, and Judy Ritchie address the theme of the exhibit through their individual mediums of oil painting, photography, printmaking, sculpture, textiles, and book arts. The library is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And there are several concerts at the Dingeldine Music Center this weekend. Tonight at 7:30, it's the Concordia String Trio. Their program includes works by Beethoven and Dohnányi, along with two contemporary pieces written for the trio. On Sunday, John Jost leads the Bradley Chorale in their spring concert. It's the program they performed on a recent tour in California. That concert is Sunday at 3 p.m.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.